Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 345 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Bill.
Hi, Pat. My name is Bill. First off, I wanted to say thank you for all of the work that you do, the podcasts and the blog and all the content that you put out there. It's great, and I would not have been motivated to start had it not been there. I started a blog and a website in November called traumamonkeys.com. I'm not a techie guy or a blogger or a writer, or I wasn't before. My background is military. I'm a military retiree. I'm a combat medic. And I started the website, and my question is, when trying to do work and grow the site, I'm trying to do all way too many things at once, and I've identified that as a problem. I'm trying to do a podcast and a blog, as well as grow a social media following. So it's very easy to be distracted by social media, by checking Instagram, by all those other things. But the other thing I find takes a lot of my time is learning. And so I'm wondering, you know, I listen to podcasts to learn, I read your blog and other things. I'm on fizzle.co and in the forum. So without those things, I never would have gotten started, and I wouldn't have had any of the training. So I still need to continue that sort of education and training for myself, but I don't know how much time of my time I should spend on that and how much of my time I should spend, you know, working on my own products and my own things. And is there a thing or recommendation you have on how to manage my time better and how to divide up my time to develop my own personal training and education and how much to develop my own personal brand and products? Thank you.
Hey, Bill, what's up? Thank you so much for the question and all the kind words. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing kind of where you're at in the journey. I think a lot of people can relate to that, and especially they can relate to trying to do too much at once. I mean, we all have 24 hours in the day, and we all try to fit way too much into it. That's why I work really hard on optimization, taking the time that I do have to do certain things in my business and in my life and my personal life to do them as best as I can, because I know that you know, any time wasted is very sad, because we can never get that time back, right? As a lot of people say, you can always make more money, but you can never get time back once it goes away. So that's something that's always on my mind and why I focus really hard on optimization. And I start with that just to share with everybody that no matter where you're at, you could probably do things a little bit more streamlined, a little bit better, a little bit faster, and cleaner. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to do more work. Sometimes you just need to do more of the right work. What is that 20% that's going to give you 80% of the results? So, Bill, to start off with, in terms of the content and the kind of work that you're doing, I'll get into the breakdowns of learning and versus creating and all that stuff in just a second. But in terms of the actual content that you're creating and what you're producing, I would make sure to just work on and focus on just one or two things really, really well. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people, especially after seeing the example that I've set with the blog and the podcast and the YouTube channel and multiple podcasts and multiple social media streams, everybody tries to do all those things at one time. And when you do that, Your energy is focused on all those different things, and nothing gets to a point where it could be beneficial to your audience because everything is so spread out. All your energy is shared across all those different platforms and methods of providing value that you're actually not providing as much value as you could if you were to simply just focus on one particular content platform and then one or two social media platforms. That's what I would start out with. And even maybe even just narrowing it down to one in one. So one content platform, blog, videos, or podcast to start out with. Then once you get comfortable with one, then you could branch out and utilize some of the other ones. And one social media platform, and the easiest one to start out with is Twitter, and you can build your following there. And once you build your following there, it's much easier to then build up a following on Facebook instead of trying to build two at the same time and reaching different people and then kind of hounding people in the beginning to kind of follow on both. You know, just set up one. Start with Twitter. You can build that following there. Then you can announce. You can announce that you have your Facebook page up and you have maybe a giveaway to give to everybody who likes and follows you on your Facebook page or your Facebook group. And that way you have an immediate following there and you're not just starting out with one or two likes. And when you have a page where there's one or two likes, it's very unlikely for somebody to like it because they don't want to be the first one. They want to be where people are at. That's human nature. People want to gravitate toward where other people are. And on Twitter, it's very easy to start your following there and move them over into different places. So that's kind of the timeline there for you, Bill. And I would just get going on those, focus on those, master those, and then you can branch out. You know, don't get distracted by the other one. Speaking of distracting, learning takes a lot of time, like you said, and it's also very distracting. That's why I implore just-in-time learning, which is something I learned from Jeremy Franson over at internetbusinessmastery.com. He has it set up, and this is how I have it now, and it's been working out great, that depending on what my next priority is, depending on what that main focus is in that project I'm working on, everything that I have to learn or everything that I allow myself to learn about has to do with that priority, with that focus. If it does not, I do not have it distract me. Now, that's not to say I ignore those things because I see those things coming in and I don't want to miss out on them. I mean, that's a big reason why a lot of people spend all their time listening and no time executing because there's so much great stuff out there to listen to read, to watch that we don't want to miss. But what we should actually pay attention to in terms of learning should only be applied and based off of what we actually are going to do. If we can't read something and immediately put that into action, it's not worth reading. That's essentially what it comes down to. Now, like I said, it's not worth ignoring either. So what we do is we put a piece of content that we know might be helpful for us in the future away in an organized place so that we can go back to it later when it is time to then learn about that particular topic. I use Evernote and Evernote Web Clipper, which is a browser extension. I have it on Chrome. I think it's for the other browsers as well, where if I come across an article or a podcast that I know is helpful, for instance, I have a folder in Evernote that is full of Pinterest articles. I'm not interested in Pinterest right now, but I know it's useful. A lot of people are getting a lot out of it, especially now with Pinterest having paid or promoted pins, I guess is what they call it. I don't know, because I haven't taken the time to learn about it because it's not of concern for me right now. But because every time I come across an article that seems to have a lot of leverage in the Pinterest world, I clip it and it saves to my Evernote folder of Pinterest. And then when I'm interested in getting in there later, maybe it's time for me to focus on Pinterest down the road. I have all that content readily available for me. And again, I'm learning just in time, only when I need to learn. Unless something is going to help me for something that I need help with right now, I'm not going to help myself to learn. I'm not going to take the time to learn that stuff. So that should help you from getting distracted as well. And that, yes, that's going to mean that you're going to have less to listen and you're going to be learning less, but you should be learning more about what matters. So hopefully that makes sense. That's the balance there. And then the last thing I think that you didn't touch on that is really important is building relationships. You know, you're not just creating content. You're not just connecting with people on social media. You're not just learning, but you're actually building relationships and chatting, not just with your audience, but other people in your industry as well. And I'm going to give you a percentage breakdown of all these things. I'm going to give you a percentage breakdown of how much time you should spend learning, how much time you should spend executing and putting things together and creating and those sorts of things, and then how much time you need to spend building relationships with people and actually having conversations and learning about them and actually going people to people. So my breakdown is this. 60% is spent creating. 60% of your time is spent creating. Again, this is just for the business stuff. 60% of your time is creating. 30% of your time is building relationships. 10% of your time is spent learning. And again, it might not seem like very much time, but when you consider that you are only learning about the things that are going to be helping you on that next task and project and thing that you're working on right now. For instance, maybe you are, maybe you're going to be doing a podcast and focusing on that. That's your main primary platform because you like getting behind the microphone and that's what resonates best with you. You think there's a lot of opportunity on iTunes because it is totally untapped still, I believe, in my eyes at least, compared to the number of blogs out there in the competition. You're going to be doing a podcast, so everything that you're going to be learning about is related to a podcast. Maybe the first thing you need to do is figure out what your show is going to be about and what it's going to be like and how it's going to be structured. So anything you learn about right now is just about that. Once you figure that out, then you can move on to the next thing. And if you don't know how to do it, then you go find something to help you teach that. So I hope that makes sense. 60% execution, creation, putting things together, publishing, all those sorts of things. 30% of the time, building relationships, sending emails, connecting on social media, actually going to conferences, extending an invite to a dinner or a coffee with somebody, reaching out to an influencer and just providing as much value as you can and helping them out, guest posting, that sort of thing. And then 10% is the learning to help you execute on all those other things. So, Bill, interested in knowing what you think? Everybody else out there, I'm also interested in hearing what you think. Use the hashtag AskPat345 to share your thoughts on Twitter, and we can continue this conversation there. So, Bill, thank you so much for the question today. I wish you all the best of luck. And for having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. Woo! We've been seeing a few of these in the wild now, which is really cool. We've sent over 340 out now, and we're excited to send out hundreds more to those of you whose questions get featured here in the show. For those of you who have a question and you'd like to potentially win a shirt, again, free of charge, no shipping, nothing. That's my gift to you for having your question featured here on the show. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there your most pressing question, and I'd be happy to check it out, and my assistant will check it out too. And it might have a chance of getting on the show. Now, thank you again for listening in. I appreciate it. And here's a quote by somebody who is unknown, but they should be known because it's a great quote. And this quote is, "Behind every fear is a person you want to be." And I love that because I use fear as an indicator as to where I actually should be going. Because every time I've been met with fear, there's been something amazing on the other end. Except when it comes to spiders. No spiders. All right, guys, take care. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.